joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 2-2 draw at Chipstead. Alan, thanks to a late equaliser, at least we didn't lose, but it wasn't quite the result you were looking for.
Not at all. I'm very disappointed. I'm disappointed how we played. I didn't believe how people can get that bad or make them bad mistakes. Again, we said before kickoff, let's not make mistakes what we do, but we do make two mistakes for their goals, and every time they got it and ran at our back four, we looked as though we're going to concede. At the end, the last 10-15 minutes, every time we got it, but they were like, it was no consistency of the game. You know, we didn't win a tackle in midfield. Wide ones were awful, didn't get no balls in the box, to be honest, except for the last 5 minutes. And up front, movement wasn't there. Obviously, we missed Simon Hooker, we did, and or the other forward we're trying to bring in, the same stamp as Simon. And it just shows that, you know, after Saturday, you get up for it, you come here tonight, you think, come on, let's have a right go. And I just look at it and I just think, like, man, the Hampshire's trying to give him up for Saturday's game, but you know, that will come later on in the week. I've got some thinking to do again. I wish I could say it, same team, but when you see performances like that, you kind of see it, you know.
Their goalkeeper seemed to flap at everything in the air. How disappointed were you that we didn't put him under more pressure in the second half?
I was at half time to get on, but we didn't. And, you know, at times I couldn't believe what I was seeing, some little mistakes. People kind of, you know, at this level, even at semi-professional, and we're only one league up from, say, Park football, I suppose, at this level, sure, you can control a ball and pass it. Surely somebody can put their foot on the ball and pass it. But I looked at some of the things and people just kicking out of play, and like I say, but the goals we concede again, it's the story of our season.
When we got the equaliser, there was a massive sense of urgency about Cades. If we played like we did in the last 5 minutes, we'd probably won comfortably. Why did it take us that long to get that urgency going?
I don't understand. I really thought we'd come up with traps to start with. And we did it the first 10 minutes. I thought, yeah, we're all right, when we just make daft mistakes. That's what we do. And we've been saying about the concentration level and making daft mistakes. But I'm not so happy, not so pleased.
How frustrated was Luke Garrard with their second goal? Having gone the right way for the penalty, yep. He was unlucky not to save it, wasn't he?
I think he dived over it. I looked as though he dived over it, but it was a bad penalty conceded all round, so I'm disappointed. Yep.
On the positive side, Sanko got his first goal for a while, and Lampton had a good game and deserved his goal at the end.
A good goal. I thought it was a good goal he scored, and Shahid's got a goal as well, so yeah, I thought that would have took off the things. But you know, it's alright when you get a goal and you're up for the last 5 minutes, it can probably paint the cracks, but I'm not so daft. I can see what I see, and I'm not happy about a lot of things, and we'll see what happens.
What about the two substitutes that you brought on, Suki and Goddard? How did you rate them?
I thought Suki changed the game. I did. Goddard done alright, but I thought Suki was our best player in 10-12 minutes. I really did think that he gave it energy, he gave it life and stuff like that. He crossed a few good balls, he played sensibly. He's a fit young kid, and I thought he'd done really well, and I'm not bothered putting a kid in. I'll put any kid in, and like you say, if we can get out of this little mess we're in at a minute and start dripping down the table, I'll put all the kids in to give them a chance. And you know, it might be the time we put a few more youngster ones in, because the older ones don't seem to be doing it at a minute.
So David Tukey real staking a claim for a first team start Saturday?
Without
perhaps.
A doubt he'll stake a claim. He'll be in the squad, that's for sure. Whether he'll play or not, it's a different matter, but yes, I think he should stake a claim. He's done well enough in that little, and there's nothing about him, just, you know, honest, just wants to have a go, urgency about him, things that we never had all night.
Looking ahead to the game on Saturday, the Walton connections are obvious. How are you going to lift the players ahead of that game?
Well, it depends what players will still be here and what players I can get in and all of this, which I'm trying to do this little mini turnaround, which I knew we needed anyway. It doesn't matter, I'm not bothered if it's Walton. I know I didn't realise it was Walton until last week, to be honest. I'm not one to look at the fixtures, I just go game by game. Walton Hirsch, there 10 years, I don't really speak to anybody down the football club there no more. We have moved on without me, we've got a good manager on Les Cleary. Our main job to try to get King Stirling out of this league, Les is to get Walton out of the league. It should be a cracking game, a cracking atmosphere. And yes, but I'm not going to treat it any different. And that's honest, I'm not just saying that's honest truth. I'll attack it, I'm desperate to get 3 points. But like I say, I don't speak to anybody down there no more. Haven't fell out or nothing, we just don't speak. Football moves on, I've moved on, they have moved on, so that's what I'm bothered about. I'm just bothered with getting 3 points.
In terms of the game on the pitch, it's going to need a marked improvement on tonight's performance.
Definitely, we'll let it try to go back to something we had against Dulwich, and that's what we'll let it try to do, like, you know, because that wasn't good enough tonight, and it's another sad night, to be honest. Now, I really did think all day that, you know, as I do, you think, oh, but it doesn't lie, man. Like, we draw against Mersey, we draw against Walton Casuals, we draw. Like how many in the lot we've been beaten off a few teams lately and stuff like that, you know. Sitting Bourne, we get beat. The results lately haven't been good, haven't been great, in fact. And if you want to stay in the top five or push and all that, you know, we can't paper over cracks just because we've had a decent 5 minutes tonight.